throw. Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick and today, Dave Schwartzberg.
Hey, everybody.
Live from B-Search Detroit. So, invited Dave because you're doing Hack for Kids.
We are. So, today at B-Sides Detroit, we started doing Hack for Kids this morning and we have a bunch of activities for them to do, all STEM and technology, IT, cybersecurity related. And right now, they're doing sumo bots.
I got the bots, got the battles, got it all going.
We do. So they got a competition. They got to build their bots. They've got to test their designs against one another in a ring of like an arena that's this big circle. It's about 2.5 feet wide, and the best bot wins.
I thought you were going to say in a ring of fire there.
I was about to, but like I corrected myself. You know, I think next year we'll do a ring of fire.
Yeah, we should. That should
I
be good.
We should do. We'll have to call the fire department.
I don't know how old the kids. How old do you have to be in fire? I don't know. How? What's your age range?
7 to 17.
7 to 17, all
but
right.
Today we actually have somebody who's 4 years old, kind of, came with
really?
The whole family.
Yeah.
And when I first brought her into the room with her parents, she was a bit timid, but quickly was drawn to the snap circuits. So she was building some circuits and shooting a little propeller into the air for the motor. And then once they opened up the sumo bots, I left her there. She's been working on sumo bots.
Nice.
Little parental supervision, but yeah. She's doing it on her own.
That's fantastic.
Isn't it amazing?
So we oftentimes hear about, work-life balance. And I like the fact, I really loved it coming into the room today, because as people are walking around through B-Sides Detroit, you got all these people coming in, and it's not just one person. It's like a whole family. You got like the husband and the wife. And maybe the wife's going to see some security content, and the husband's taking the little girl downstairs, or vice versa.
Yep.
So we got some great interaction that way. So what do you see more people coming out and engaging because of the family activities?
We are. We're seeing it in all those different shapes and forms like you're mentioning. And even some parents that are coming there to help out at B-Sides Detroit are bringing their kids. And while they feel that their kids might be a little young because they are four, but they really want to be there with them, and that's fine, it's understandable, because sometimes the four-year-olds might have a little separation anxiety. But one of them actually started doing some drawings and took some stickers and made some art, which we put up. So while they're actually not even doing the tech, they kind of became a part of the con in their own way.
Right.
But, you know, with the whole family aspect, that we really promote that. We do want parents to kind of, you know, loosen the reins a little bit, you know, don't helicopter or hover.
Go play,
make mistakes. And you know what? That's the best way to learn, because in IT, like, are we doing this security thing perfectly yet?
No. Not even close.
So we still are learning and we're making mistakes, but we're learning, and it's the same kind of model that we're using with the kids.
That's fantastic to see. I really like it. Well, thanks so much for bringing on Hack for Kids to B-Sides Detroit, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere. So you mentioned snap circuits, sumo bots,
technology destruction, so a little technology reverse engineering. And in today, we actually had one kid take apart a keyboard and then put it back together.
Oh, nice.
So that was a first.
Nice.
And then we're also doing some stuff with crypto. We have an online CTF. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it in the video, but we have a badge contest.
So
we have some electronic
badges
that are fully hackable, but there's also encoded messages on the different badges. The online CTF has the answers for these kinds of questions, but there's also crypto challenges in there as well. I think that's about it that we're doing today.
And I know that if you're watching this today, you're probably not going to be able to get down to B-Sides Detroit because it's a little bit too late. Why aren't you here?
What's up with that?
And I also know that people watch this throughout the entire country. So where can people go for Hack for Kids? Where can they see you next?
Okay, so you can definitely go to our website, www.hackforkids.com, HAK4KIDZ. On the homepage is a list of where we're going to be and when. Our next location that we currently have booked will be at GurrCon in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Grand Rapids.
Michigan again. We can't get enough. I got to get some cherries. Aren't they in season right now?
They are.
Yeah,
I
got
to
get some cherries.
We'll have to get you
hooked up. And then we're also going to do something in Belgium with BrewCon. So if you're in Europe, you can also go to Hack for Kids there in Ghent, Belgium.
And also, too, I think this is a really good time to pull your significant side and say, hey, dear, why haven't we taken the kids to Belgium? This is a great opportunity to go to Hack for Kids. We really should fund this.
Yeah. Maybe do a GoFundMe.
Yeah. GoFundMe.
But if that doesn't work out for you, but and you want to drive to Toronto, yeah. We'll be there with Sector.
Oh, Sector too.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yep. Dave Lewis, Gattaca, and the rest of the crew over there. They gave us the green light. So the day after B-Sides Toronto, we will have a Hack for Kids Day.
Fantastic. So the website one more time.
www.hak4kidz.com.
And Grand Rapids with GurrCon, BrewCon in Belgium, and then Sector in
Toronto.
Canada.
Yeah.
In Toronto. All right. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you. Take care. Bye, everyone.
Catch you later.